Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you once again this week. As a quick reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You also, you know, feel free to share the show. If this is a show you love, please share this with your friends. Share this with people that you talk to, because the more you share this information, the more you learn it, the better you get at mastering it yourself. Quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you guys want to make great rates of return with as little as $100 invested, helping people stay in their homes and helping them be able to refinance and do some things that are great, hey, check these guys out. Like I said, as little as $100, and they pay amazing returns. By the way, some of those returns are actually changing here in the near future, so you might want to check them out now rather than later. Their website is www.fundingahp.com. So today I want to talk about my forecast for 2018. You know, a lot of times people are saying, hey, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to be going around the corner? Now, I recognize that we're already partway into the year. You know, we're already almost a month in. And, you think this would be kind of late for me to come into the game. But the truth is, like, I don't care. So I'm going to give you my forecast based on some of the things that I'm seeing. I was waiting for a few things to come out. I've also, I've just been enjoying life, too. So, you're getting it now. But my forecast for 2018 actually might surprise you. I actually think that overall it's going to be a pretty dang good year, which you would think, you think I'd say the opposite, right? But I'll explain a little bit later because there are some warning signs to look out for. But I think overall you're going to see a pretty good year. Why? Well, for one, obviously everything's been going gangbusters. And I know that making everybody nervous, and rightfully so. When you know that people are giving advice. It's just like when I was talking about Bitcoin a few episodes ago. When you know that your Uber driver or your friend down the street or somebody who's never had money before is telling you to invest in something, that's probably the wrong time to invest in it. That's usually a time when what's called dumb money goes in. Now, the stock market hasn't quite had a lot of dumb money, although you're starting to see that more, but it hasn't been like a huge influx. It hasn't been a lot of hype. So that's why I say, overall, it's not going to be that bad. Now, stock market's different than the economy. I want you to know that they do work independently of each other, although it is possible that they can follow each other. And it's very likely, actually. But the thing that I see is that, I think you're going to see the stock market climb, at least till about the end of the year, possibly. And I think things might change or might mellow out a little bit, because the truth is that the stock market's gone crazy. I mean, if you looked at 2009 when it was as low, it was roughly about it's more than tripled since 2009, doubled in the last 5 years alone. Now, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, those 6 years were all up years. Then I made a prediction even a few years back. I said, hey, Y2K15, watch out. Well, guess what? Y2K15, it went down 0.1%. Woo, big thing. This is one thing you got to understand. Nobody, and I've tell you, like, nobody I've ever met out there and even heard of has ever made great predictions all the time. Even when they get it right for a few times, by the time they get highlighted and spotlighted, they end up guessing wrong. So I could totally be wrong here. 2018 could be a crappy year, but I really don't see that happening. And the reason being is that, I mean, there's very low unemployment. I mean, people are doing great right now. One of the biggest reasons that they did is reforming the tax. By lowering people's taxes, both corporations and individuals, what that does is allows more money to flow in the market. And if you've heard me say this, and this is where it comes back to principles, not just the strategies and all the how-to stuff, but the real principles of how money and the economy works, is that exchange creates wealth. The faster that people are able to exchange money, the more wealthy everybody becomes. And if there's more money to exchange, the more that everything tends to inflate. And so you're going to see people having a little bit more, not a ton, but at least having a little bit more money that's out there. This also means more profits for companies, because when companies don't have to pay as much in taxes, that means more profits for them. And therefore, right now, and you're seeing it already for the last month or so, the stock market just keeps going up because they expect, oh, hey, companies are going to come out with great profits. Now, here's where it could all come crashing down. If everybody keeps thinking that, hey, company profits are going to be great, and then the profits aren't as good, if the reality starts coming out, the news starts hitting that their profits aren't as good as we thought, that could cause the market to actually drop and go down. And so you have to remember that stock market's always trying to predict the future. They're always looking forward. And then if some news comes out that surprises them, for better or worse, the market reacts. So if something all of a sudden happens, like, oh, company profits are better than expected, the market shoots up. If all of a sudden it's not as good as expected, then the market tanks. Even if the economy is strong, still, if they overinflate the market beyond a point, and I think that's kind of been happening. I mean, the last 5 years to double, you know, to see the stock market double, you know, that's about almost a 15% rate of return to do that. Now, the market to be more sustainable is usually about 7.5% return. So this is more than double what it should be. And even I was looking at the market, just looking at it today, I was like, okay, I can see where it hit some new highs just last week, and then it's starting to do its own thing now. And it kind of came back down, you know, on Monday. The thing is this, is that, you know, really, even like the S&P 500, it's probably at least 100 to 150 points higher than it should be right now. At least to where it might bounce back around and bounce back up again. And so, I mean, you could see it going down for the next week or two, you know, it could do that possibly. But the thing is, like, it's just way overbought, you know. But I don't think that means it's going to go down quite yet. That's the thing, is that it can still keep going up. And so I see that. I think house prices are still going to go up. People keep telling me, like, oh, I'm nervous about house prices. The truth is that other than like places on the West Coast in certain places or certain cities, house prices haven't really accelerated that much. It hasn't gone up that much. So yes, they've gone up, but it's not like 2005, 2006, and even going into 2007 where prices were just going out of control. This is not a bubble. Not even close to being a bubble. Now, is it possible the market could soften? Yeah, but I don't think this means like you're going to see like anything like a repeat of 10 years ago. So where I have people saying, I'm nervous that the real estate market has been up too high. Yeah, if you live in certain parts of the country, you probably think that. You know, if you live in Seattle or certain places of California or even Oregon or even like some of the bigger cities, even like I know Chicago has been like that. You know, in certain places around the country, that's the case. But there's pockets of the country, they haven't been doing that kind of stuff. So beware of your own perspective. You might be so centralized and localized in your perspective and what you see that you think it can't go up any higher, and it can, just like any market can do that. So I think that house prices will still continue to rise. They may not rise at the same rate, but I don't think they're going to be going down. And now here's what can help it go down, and this is what I do predict, is that interest rates will continue to start creeping up. Now, the more they do creep up, the more it's going to be. Now, remember, because people are saving a little bit on taxes, this does free up a little bit of cash. The more cash people have freed up, or the more that they're getting raises, if we start seeing wages go up more, you'll see more people actually saying, hey, cool, I've got cash. You can keep buying houses and drive up the prices. Wages haven't been going up a lot, and that's why house prices haven't been climbing dramatically either, other than in certain pockets of the country. So the thing I've been seeing is that, yeah, everything's been going up for a while. But I don't see a reason why it should stop. Again, like I think the stock market will – that one is actually a little bit higher. That one did go up faster, but it's not quite hyped up. But it is at a point – this is the thing I'm worried about, is complacency. When you start to see people becoming complacent, when they start just expecting that the market will return money, they just keep plugging money in, which I've seen a lot of people start to do lately, that's when I get worried. And I've seen that happen more and more lately where people just say, yeah, the market returns have been great. You know, now I have a few people, especially those that have more money, will be like, yeah, I don't know. Like the way it's been going up, it's gone up a lot in the last, you know, 9 years or so. And the answer is, yeah, it sure has. And so the thing is, I would say is this, is prepare. You know that here's the signs to look for words of warning, is if you see a lot of speculation or a lot of like excessive debt or people going to bigger debt, this is when you should be concerned. This is when you start to see bubbles bursting. Every time we've had huge recessions or depressions, it's typically preceded by excessive speculation and debt. People are just thinking like, hey, this is the way it's going to go. It's almost like, you know, if you take the Bitcoin craze and now you start seeing people borrow money and doing that kind of stuff. I mean, that would be crazy if people do that. Oh, wait, there are people doing that. There's people even saying, hey, I can get more cash out of the bank, or I can get cash out of this or that. And watch this. There'll be people popping up with funds. If you haven't already seen it already, people are going to start popping up saying, like, hey, invest in this. The SEC has already approved funds and certain stuff like that. So beware of when you start seeing excessive speculation or debt. When people start going into debt and here's the thing, like, I don't mind debt. You already know this if you've listened to enough of my episodes. If you're wise with it as a steward, it can be a great tool. But when people start like racking up credit cards and they think that there's no way anything can go down, when it starts becoming euphoric, that is when you should be concerned. When people are complacent or even euphoric, that's a big cause of concern. That's a big, you know, that's when you see speculation the worst. So that's my advice to you guys, is that prepare. Be aware of this kind of stuff. I would definitely say when it comes to paper assets, things that are like funds, you know, use them. You're fine to use them if you want to use them. But beware of that. Don't put all your money in that. If you find all your money in mutual funds, you should be concerned. If all your money is wrapped up in things where it's not actual tangible assets. This is why I actually still like real estate. This is why I like business, which you might argue it's a mental capital type of asset in some cases, and that's true. But those are real assets you can control. If you're into assets, a lot of assets where you don't call the shots, be careful. This is the time of the markets where you start to say, hey, this is when you can get duped the most. This is when things can be bad. And so I definitely don't recommend putting all your money in paper assets and things that are contractual. You know, you want actual real assets, things that are giving you value or have guarantees. You know, it's okay to get guarantees. And it's so hard, by the way, to do that, to get even modest returns when you start seeing the market, you know, returning 15, 20% in a year. You start thinking, wait, am I missing the boat? Yeah, maybe. I promise you. You know, it's much better to be prepared. It's much better to make sure you even have some money in cash. You know, if you start to see some markets tank or some opportunities, it might not be a bad idea to not deploy all your cash and invest it all. Now, I have a lot of clients, they were like, hey, how do I invest all my cash and make it? And they want to retire as quickly as possible. And maybe it's possible to do that. But you know what? It's always good to keep cash on the sidelines a little bit just in case for either those best opportunities that come up that are just amazing. And it may not be because of a bubble burst or recession. It could just be because that great opportunities will come along. And I'm just saying that, you know what, I'm not going to tell you where to put your money because there's so many options and it's case by case. This is why I advise my clients, like, hey, here's some options. What feels best for you? Like, what do you enjoy regardless of the money? What's kind of fun for you? That's a place we might want to invest. It could be business. It could be real estate. It could be into oil and gas or commodities, gold, silver. It could be in all kinds of stuff. It could be in the stock market even in those rare cases. But the truth of the matter is that it always comes down to what you truly want. It comes down to being wise, being patient, and really watching yourself first and foremost while watching others. So 2018, watch for it. You know, watch for great things. But also watch for things where they start to crest on a hill. You'll start to see that happen. I really think that 2019, I would be shocked if it wasn't a down year. And I think it's even possible 2018 could become a down year, although I don't expect it. I actually expect it to be more of an up year. But guys, who knows? If you're banking on this, if you're even nervous a little bit, maybe that's not the place for you to be. Maybe you should be in things that aren't so market driven. So that's my outlook for 2018, guys. You know, be on the watch. Be on the lookout. Anyways, you have a wonderful and prosperous week and a wonderful and prosperous year in 2018, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.